So Hilchot Tfilas Kelim, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Elazar Kohen al Anshei Tzava Vayimam Milchama Zos Chukas HaTorah Shetiva Hashem Es Moshe Ach Es HaZahav Es HaKesef Es HaNechoshes Es HaBarzel Es HaBedil Ves HaYfares." So note that metal here is mentioned. Special welcome to Barry, by the way. He never quite left from, you know, a couple of years ago. It shows you that you can never finish your idea, even if you take the bachinas. So it mentions these metals, which will indicate, presumably, that only metal is chayv and tefila, at least midaraisa. We'll talk about what the gemara means. Of course, an important question is, you didn't notice aluminum on this list. What does that mean? Is it metal, or is it these six metals? So again, we'll talk about that as we continue going through the sugya. Today will be somewhat of a hakdam. I know most of us didn't get too far into the limud, so we're going to open questions and speak in a more kalistic way, and then Bezras Hashem, next time we'll begin going through the halachos more carefully. But anyway, again, so doesn't the question is, how do you read these psukim? Is it all these, is these six things dafka, or it's any, what's it tzara shavashe bahen, that they're metal, so wood and aluminum, maybe glass, okay? Kol davar sheyavo ba'ish tavir ba'ish v'taher. So this is referring to hechsher kelim. Kol sheyavo ba'ish tavir ba'ish. Notice how we refer to Hechsher Kelim as B'taher as well. Well, I forgot my Rambam. But, so we're going to focus on that Lashon of B'taher, and this might be the basis for a very interesting Rambam. So, and this, of course, is referring to the, as I said, Hechsher Kelim. The way Rashi and Ramban read this, is this is referring to the principle of Kabbalah Lokach Palto. This part of the pasuk is talking about both Hagalah and Libun. Others say this is talking about Libun, right? And Hagalah is at the end of the pasuk, the Chol Asher Lo Yavo Ba'esh Tavir B'mayim. But let's say like Rashi for a moment. So Kol Asher Yavo Ba'esh Tavir Ba'esh. The Torah is teaching me Hechsher Kelim. So this is the principle of Kabbalah Lokach Palto, whether it's Libun or Hagalah. And then we have Ach b'mei nida yischata. So what does that mean? Mei nida yischata. So Chazal say this is referring to Tfilas Kelim. What does mei nida mean? Ma Talmud Lomar b'mei nida. Mayim shenida tovelas b'han havi omer arboim sa. This is Mayim shenida tovelas b'han, which is arboim sa. In fact, this, according to some Rishonim, is actually the source for Tvilas Nida in the Torah. Right? Doesn't, as Hani well knows, expert in Nida. So there's no pasuk that actually says that how a Nida becomes Mutaris Levaila. There are all sorts of theories in Rishonim. One of them is actually this pasuk. The fact that it calls a mikvah Mei Nida shows that a Nida has to go to a mikvah. But anyway, so Mei Nida means that refers to immersion in a mikvah, and that is something that's also necessary. So this is a reference to Tfilas Kelim. The Pshuto Shel Mikvah, Rashi notes, is not that. The Pshuto Shel Mikvah is that we're talking about Chitoy in terms of Tuma. Mechatas B'mein Nida Yischata refers to the water with the Afer, the Paraduma. And the context of this parsha, if you look at the next pasuk, is quite clear. We're talking here about the booty that the Jewish people returned to after their conquest in Midian. And the idea would be that it was tamei mace, so you need to bring it in mechatas. And that's what the Pshuto Shel Mikra is. However, Chazal say no. Chazal say mei nida, right? Why would you refer to mechatas as mei nida? Mayim shenida tovelas b'han. That's the drash, Rashi says. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Is it an asmachta? So not clear. We'll see that this is a machlokes rishonim. Ramban for example, is uncertain. If you look at the Ramban on that pasuk, very important Ramban to see, both for Tzilas Kelim and even more Hechsher Kelim. So he wonders, well, is this derais or not? The Rambam, Yusuf, calls it derais sofrim, which of course is also subject to interpretation. And in a couple minutes, we'll hopefully get back to that question of whether this is derais or derabanan. But at least the way Chazal darshan is pasuk, whether it's a drasha gemura or perhaps just an asmachta, for now let's assume it's a drasha gemura, is that this is referring to tefilas kelim. Oh, so that's what Rashi says. The low, the chol asher, whoa. 1 second. Chol asher tavir ba'esh v'taher, ach b'mei nida yischata. So, the Gemara, let's finish the pasuk, 1 second. Then I'll go back to your question. Then we have the end of the pasuk. Chol asher lo yavo ba'esh tavir ba'mayim. So what does this taviru b'mayim mean? So Rashi on the pasuk also says this is referring to tevilas kelim. In other words, kol asher lo yavo ba'esh means to say if you have a kli that doesn't need hachsher kelim, something that doesn't need a hagala or libun, let's say it was something that was used exclusively with cold food. So the pasuk tells me also taviru b'mayim. Taviru b'mayim meaning put it in a mikvah, tevilas kelim. In other words, you don't need, you might have thought that perhaps it's only, the only time you need tevilas kelim is for things that also need hechsher kelim. And when we get into the Rambam and the other Rishonim who tell us that the tevilas kelim done before Gil hechsher kelim is ketol shavs b'yado, it's very clear why you might have had that havamina. That, in fact, Tysus thinks that that's so obvious that that shows the Rashbam is wrong, right? If you don't need to do Hechsher Kelim, then you shouldn't need to do Tfilas Kelim if Rashbam is right, that you have to do Hechsher Kelim first. So, the Pasuk is telling me, according to Rashi, no. We'll get back to that Rashbam later. But the Rashbam, the Pasuk is saying, no, Kol Asher Lo Yavo Beish, even things that don't need Hechsher Kelim, aren't tainted by blios gayim, so even those still need tefilas kelim. Taviru b'mayim means you should put it in a mikvah. It's not actually so clear whether taviru b'mayim al pi pshat means mikvah or al pi drash. Remember, meini da yischata, Rashi said al pi pshat means mechatas, al pi drash means tefilas kelim b'mikvah. What is taviru b'mayim? He says that means put it back into the mikvah. So does that mean Alpi Pshat or Alpi Drash? I think it's probably Alpi Drash, meaning Alpi what Chazal said, Ach B'meini Da Yischata is talking about Tevilas Kelim, so then Tevir B'mayim would also be Tevilas Kelim. The Ramban on this Pasuk,
meaning it could also be Mikvah for Mechata.
Right, that's the point. In other words, here when he says Tevir B'mayim, he means put in a Mikvah, right? For Tevilas Kelim. That's why Rashi's saying that. I'm just saying, is that Taich only true according to the drash explanation before? Or no, maybe he's saying, even if you have the drash explanation before, here, al pi pshat, it means immersion in a mikvah. Because he didn't make that distinction. But I think the more likely explanation is, he's saying, if you assume chazal before, so then tavir b'mayim also here means mikvah. And the chiddush is that not only do you have to do tefilas kelim for kelim that were not kosher, and were infected by Gilei Akum, but even a kli that was not non-kosher, you don't need Hechsher Kelim, like Tashmish Obetonin, even that needs Tevilas Kelim. And that's the way the Pasuk means. The Ramban objects to this interpretation of the Pasuk. He says, first of all, Taviru B'mayim generally is not a lotion of Tevila, which is a tavo b'mayim, perhaps. And he says that, he asks also, what's the havamina? Once we know you have to do tefilas kelim for non-kosher kelim, so obviously you'd have to do tefilas kelim even if they're tashmish and betzone. We answered that question in the Ramban. I'm not sure the language question would bother Rashi so much. But The Ramban says that this is referring to cleaning, and this is a very important Ramban we'll talk about when we do Haksha Kalim. The Ramban says it means you have to scrub the Kalim very well, even though you don't have to do Hagalah or Libun, because they were Tashmishan Bitsonin. But there's an aspect of Haksha Kalim, even for Tashmishan Bitsonin, scrubbing them. And that's a very interesting chiddush. Again, we'll return to when we do Hechsher Kalim. Because I would have thought, and perhaps Rashi's saying, there's no Hechsher Kalim. Hechsher Kalim relates to Blios, right? Now, it's true, obviously, if a guy used the Kli for Chazer, and it's full of dirt, so you can't use it, a Jew can't use it until they clean it off. But that's not in the parsha of Hechsher Kalim, right? That's not what the pasuk's talking about. The Ramban says that is, but it's not just cleaning off the dirt. That wouldn't be in the parsha of Hechsher Kalim. It's scrubbing it. When we get to Hechsher Kalim, we'll go back to this Ramban, Rashi Machlokas. But according to Rashi, Al HaTorah, so we really have two references to Tfilas Kalim in this pasuk. In this pasuk, yeah.
When Rashi says, like, Josh, does that mean...
usually it is deraisa, right. But it's not the pshat. It's not the pshuto shel mikra, and certainly you see that many places in Ramban. Many places Ramban will explain a pasuk al pi pshat and drash. The halacha follows the drash, not the pshat. But that's not the pshuto shel mikra. There's a big maila. The Rishonim mostly assumed of understanding Pshuto Shel Mikra independently of the halachic ramifications. So the Pasha Pshat and Rashi is he certainly held Tfilas Kalim as Midaraisa. But he acknowledges that that's not the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Yes. And maybe a similar thing in Rambam. But that's that. We'll get to the Rambam. We'll talk about what the Vesofa means here.
It's more related to Hechsher Kalim.
So we'll get to Hechsher Kalim. Again, you know, these the Gemaras and the Psukim first. Integrated these two halachos, and of course one very important question, conceptual question, which we'll begin addressing in just a couple minutes, is actually this point, which is to what extent are these two totally separate parshios, and to what extent are they integrated? If you look at the Rambam's formulation, for example, we'll read it in a moment, the Rambam thinks that they're integrated. They're both tahara migilei akum. They both relate to tahara, and the like. So we'll read the Rambam in a moment, but that's going to be part of the question. The part of the question that we have to figure out is are these two totally separate parshios? You know, this, what I always thought until I started learning this sugya is, yeah, they're two totally separate parshios. The Torah says you have to do two things when you get kalim from a guy. Number one is you have to obviously kasher them, and number two is you have to do tfilas kalim. And they have nothing to do with each other. And that, in fact, will be the opinion of many Rishonim. Many other Rishonim, though, as we'll see, understand that they're very closely related. Really, we're doing this limud out of order, of course, because we should have done Hechsher Kalim first. Or we're doing Tfilas Kalim first, because the Shulchan Aruch has it first. Oh. And also because I was just asked the Shaila, Tfilas Kalim the other day, and I didn't know the answer, so I figured let's learn. I don't have any Hechsher Kalim on my Shilas that I need to get back to. No, the real reason is because the order of the Shulchan Aruch. But it's true. It's true. But it's a good question. It's a good question. It's a very interesting point. Okay. Good. I know, Hudi, you're really holding back. I don't know if I should. You should.
It's okay.
I don't want to be Mitzamsim you. So, I am, I know. So let's talk a little bit about this tefillah. So this is a very unusual tefillah, because usually when we talk about tefillah, we're talking about tefillah from Tumah. And, as we noted, that might even be the Pshuto Shel Mikra in this pasuk. So the question that we have to figure out first is whether there's any connection between tefillas kalim and Tumah. So, we'll see that this is a machlokas harishonim. We'll start with the view of Tosfos. Tosfos over here, Dibar Maschil Mayim, says, we're on Avodah Zarah Ayin Hema base. I assume you guys went to the Gemara first before you, Rashi Taisus and stuff. So Ayin Hema base, Very little Gemara, as you saw, on this sugya of Tefilas Kelim. So Tosfos says, Avogad Revias Sagi Lahatvil Machten Metzinorios Midoy Raisa. In other words, the Gemara said you need Arbaim Sa. So what's the Chiddush in Arbaim Sa? Is the Chiddush in Arbaim Sa, you know, we know that you need a 40 Sa for a mikvah. So Tosfos says, no, there's actually a very profound Chiddush here that we see from the Pasuk, which is that you need Arbaim Sa. Because for Tumas Kalim, Midiraisa, you don't need an Arbaim Sa. A Revius is enough. Let's say your needle became tame. So do you need to bring your, you know, you're someone who's a Makbid on Tara, Kohen, you have Truma in the house, so your needle becomes tame, so you want to take your needle to the mikvah. So do you need a 40 Sa mikvah? No, it's enough to put it in a Revius. But Tosa says, Hainu Tvila Mituma. About Tvilas Klei Midyan Chiddushu Uvay Memsa. Right? So, it's interesting. You could have a situation where a Kli is Tameh and also requires Tvilas Kalim. And you put it in a Revius Mikvah, so you'd be Metaharit from Tuma, but it would remain, it would be an ineffective Tvila vis-a-vis the Mitzvah of Tvilas Kalim. And Tosfos says, why is that? Because Tvilas Klei Midyan is a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. What's Pshat? A Chiddush means that this is violating the normal rules. The normal rules are that Kalim require a Revius Midaraisa, and this is a special Chiddush. It's a Gzeres HaKasov. And we're not going to learn from the regular rules of Tumah V'Tahara to here. For example, we're not going to learn that a Revius is enough to hear, because this is a Chiddush. Tosfos, here, and we'll see it more explicitly in two other Pesachim of Tosfos, holds that this is a special Gzeres HaKasov. This is not regular. This has nothing to do with the Parsha of regular Tum and Tahara. It's a special Gzeres HaKasov, and therefore we won't, you know, the regular rules don't apply. It's a Chiddush. You need Memsa.
Why would it be so scary?
We could talk about that. Tosfos doesn't say that. Yeah. When the Ramban says this, and we'll see, it's Tosfos l'shitaso, and Ramban l'shitaso. Well, we'll get to the Ramban in a couple of minutes, but when the Ramban makes this point, he says it differently. He says, why do you need Memsa? Not because it's a Chiddush, because it's a whole new Parsha, like Tosfos says. Ramban says, because you need Dumya to feel scared. Right? Very, very different. The reason why Tosfos doesn't say like the Ramban is because he totally disagrees with the Ramban.
What is Ramban?
What? Mm-hmm. We'll get there. Let's one thing at a time. Start with Tosfos. I thought you asked that because you saw the Ramban.
We saw the Ramban, but it's...
Right, you quote the Ramban.
Yeah.
Good. So now. So now.
Why wouldn't you?
So the answer is, why wouldn't you? Because it's wrong! Because this has nothing to do with Tzvi Ger. Where do you see anything to do with Gerus? The Torah said of this Vart, right? One thing. The Torah said, you get Kalim from the guy, immerse them in the mikvah. Gerus! It has nothing to do with Gerus. I know of Gerus for people. Gerus is something shy for people. You love the Ramban so much, you don't know why Tosfos didn't say the Ramban. The Ramban, Yerushalmi, unbelievable Chiddush.
If we already have set up like the parameters for what they're used for, why would we create a new category?
Because it's not shy to the category of Gerus. Because Gerus is for people. People could be Gayim, and people could be Jews, and then they could do Gerus and go from one to the other. It's something that's shaft to people. It's not shaft to Caleb.
Jews and Jews could own something that's like.
What you're saying.
Mlechas
Behema on Shabbos. You could imagine a fascinating interpretation of what you're saying. There's such a thing as a Behema Square. You know, there's that famous Rashi. I assume you're being around these two in Shabbos. Rashi in a couple of places. But anyway, the Pashup Shat is not. That has nothing to do with it. The Torah says you're not allowed, right? Work your animals. It's not that there's such a thing as Jewish animals. Again, maybe there's Makom Seir or not. But the Ritva's a... Right, exactly. You know, the fact that you have to come onto that shows the level of Chiddush. I'm not saying you're wrong.
It's Hashpah. Bias is Hashpah. That's what he's saying.
That is what
he's saying. Bias of a Jew...
That's a tremendous Chiddush. Okay? Maybe it's a right Chiddush. And again, we'll see that in a moment... But it's a tremendous Chiddush. It's a tremendous tremendous chiddush. And the fact that Tosfos doesn't go in that derech is not surprising. It's the pashtus what Tosfos is doing. What the Ramban does there, we'll get there in a second, but is incredible. It's not at all the pashut pshat. So, but we'll see. So that's exactly the point. So you and I agree to the diuk, and you see what Tosfos is not saying like the Ramban. He's saying a different vart. He's saying it's a chiddush. This is a new parsha. The Torah made up a new parsha over here called Tfilas Kelum. What? I don't know. I don't have to be so smart. The Torah said you get a kli from a guy, tavel n'mikvah. It's chiddush. Follows its own rules. Now, yeah.
We're saying Ramban does.
Well, we didn't get to Ramban yet. It's his fault. Good. Now. Tosfos is Lashita. So in the next Tosfos, right, take a look at the next Tosfos. The Ochasok is Soifai. Hainu, Kelim Shemachupin Be'ever, right? So you saw the Gemara talks about what's the halacha if you have a kli that is lined with metal. Right? It's a kli cheres. So it's a machlokas. We've passed in Hochasok is Sofo. And therefore, you need to do Tfilas Kelim. So in that case, you have to do it. And he writes, but what about the reverse case? Let's say you have kli 8 that has metal on the outside. It's not metal on the inside. There we pass again, you need to do Tfilas Kelim, but it's metal on the outside. So he says you don't have to do Tfilas Kelim. Why? Afilu man d'amar kol holich achar amayimid. Ein tzach tfila. What does that mean? There's a machlekes over there in Shabbos about whether you have to, in the realm of Tum and Tar, whether we follow Maimid or not. Right? Let's say, for example, you have a wooden barrel, right? So barrels are like made out of a bunch of slats, and then you put a metal belt around them, and that's what holds it together. So that metal belt is what we'd call a maimed. So you have a wooden kli with a metal belt. So you have to do Tfilas Kelim on that, right? So if we follow the rules of Tum and Tara, Tosa says, that maybe just like for, according to the opinion that we follow, we halachach our maimed in terms of Tumah, right? We would treat this as kli 8, we could do this kli mateches and the like. So, too, we should follow the maimid for Tfilas Kelim. But he says no. There's no reason to do that. Why? Kevin de mishamshim b'am derech hamateches de kli seuda remember parsha hainu shemshamshim b'am. In other words, this parsha has nothing to do with Tum and Tara. It has to do with its own parsha called Tfilas Kelim, and for that we need kli seuda. Narrowly, since the metal doesn't come in contact with the food, so there's no need for Tfilas Kelim. Now there are other Rishonim, and again we'll get back to the details in this as we get to it. I don't know if you got up to it in the Beis Yosef yet, but there are other Rishonim that say not that way. They say that even though it doesn't touch the food, the metal does not touch the food, you have to do Tfilas Kelim. Why? Because we learn out from Tum and Tara, and we'll see Lahalach where she choshes for that shita, right? At least to require to be a low bracha. It's like a baby spoon, Shiloh. We'll get there. Anyway, so that's an example where some Rishonim, who are against Tosfos, they say, no, this is Shaykh to the world of Tum and Tara. That's an example of learning out from Tum and Tara a Chumrah. You'll have to do Tfilas Kelim, even though metal doesn't come in contact with the food if it's a Maimid. Dumya de Tum and Tara. You could also have kulas based off of the comparison of Tum and Tara. I'll give you a couple of the famous examples that we'll get back to later when we do the details, but the Chalkas Yankif famously says that disposable kelim don't need tefilas kelim. Why? Because he shows in the Rambam, in Hilchos Kelim, that it's not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore, just like it's not Mekabel Tumah, so too, you don't need Tfilas Kelim. Now, this isn't the same thing. Some go further. Minchas Yitzchak says, it's not even a kli. That's okay. It's not even a kli, and therefore it's not Mekabel, and therefore you don't need Tfilas Kelim. But he doesn't say that. Because if you hold like that, then you have other problems, like what about using a disposable cup for Kiddush, or Netil Zidayim, or other things. So it's a different part. It's not Mekabel Tumah, which is much easier to prove than it's not a kli at all. It's not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore you don't need Tfilas Kelim. Now, those who disagree with that say this parsha has nothing to do with Tum and Tara. So you proved that it's not Makabal Tumah. But Ma'anyan Shemitah El Tzar Sinai. Or another example, there's a famous Shav Yankif who says that if you have a kli that's Machzik Memsa, so it's not Makabal Tumah, and therefore you don't need to feel scale. And this comes up a lot. for like industrial kelim, where they're very large things. It's very hard to be tovel them b'mikvah, right?
Who is this?
The Shav Yankif. It happens to, if you want to look it up, it's quoted in the Nachos Binyamin. The Nachos Binyamin, just in terms of your svarim, besides the usual svarim that we're using, two contemporary svarim that you might find helpful that I used a lot in preparing for this. One is a sefer called Tfilas Kalim. See, they have in the Beis Medrash. And they also, the same author wrote Hechsher Kalim, and it's an excellent resource. And it's organized, in chapters and topics and the like. And the second one is called Nachlas Binyamin, which is written by Rav Binyamin Cohen. Rav Feivel Cohen wrote the Avadei Shulchan, so his son stayed in the business and picked up where he left off. So the Tata ended off at the end of Taraides, so he picked up afterwards, so he has it on Tfilas Kalim. Rav Feivel's alive and the son's alive. Rav Binyamin Cohen's also alive. They both live in Lakewood. Rav Feivel was a Rav in Brooklyn for many years, and he recently retired and moved to Lakewood. But so he wrote the Badei Shulchan. He's continuing to write Badei Shulchan. Every couple of years there's a new volume that comes out. So his son wrote the same type of thing in the very same style as his father. So that's also a very helpful sefer to use. So that one, instead of being organized by chapter, it's organized by the Seder Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, so he says that your pater, right? It's not so hard to have memsa, right? 3 cubic amos. So why? So the same thing. He says that just like it's not mechabel tumah because it's too big, so too, you don't need to feel scalum. Again, assuming that we extrapolate from dini tumah and tahara to this. Another example the poskim talk about is mechubel karka. Do you need to do tefillah scalum mechubel karka? Again, some poskim are makel because they say we learn that from tumah tahara. Some even say that it's plugged into the wall, that's mechubel karka. And we'll talk about electronics. Obviously, these are some of the most practical shilas. We'll get to all them, the nether. But conceptually, that's where they're going. And Harvey Poskim disagree with this because they say we can't learn out from Kabbalah's Tumah. Yes?
Sorry that I'm going back to Tosos, but at least that sheet that makes more sense because we're learning from Sukkot that are related to Tumah. I mean, if we really broke all the rules, why are we bringing a proof from Maimida?
I don't understand the question.
I mean, maybe that is coming from the world of Tumah Tahara, and so is V'taher. Don't think that it's
Well, V'taher, I don't know why you think V'taher is referring to Tfilas Kalim necessarily. That's the question, right. We have the Trichusa, but
I guess which one's the Iker, but
yeah.
If there is such a thing, but the Gemara...
But that's the point. The point is, this is a new Parsha.
But then why are we drawing from two different Parshas regarding Tumah? Why not just...
We're not drawing from two different Parshios. It's one pasuk, no?
I mean, why are we trying to guess?
It's a chiddush, right? It's a chiddush. We know this is not like tumah. In fact, the fact that you need 40 saw shows that this is not tumah. This is a new parsha. It's a chiddush, right? The halacha follows that. I don't follow any dina tumah tahara nowadays. I still have to do tefillah scalim, right? So clearly, this has nothing to do with the rules of tumah tahara. If it was tahor, if a guy made a kli and it was totally tahor. Which is likely if a, guy my tummy. So guy made a kli, and I know, I washed it. It's never, this kli was totally tough. Still have to be tough in the mikvah. Right? And anyway, dinei tumah tahara and shaykh outside of the mikdash, and you're not shaykh to me and the like. So, well, what does it have anything to do with tumah tahara? And the fact that you need 40 saw, the fact that you need 40 saw highlights that. No, you see it already, you see it doesn't follow the halachos v'araya, you need 40 saw. If it was tumah tahara, this would be enough. Yeah. In other words, it doesn't follow
it's
the
combination.
It's not. No. Tysus is not saying like you. You could.
How did you read the psukim? That it's a new category.
It's a new. It's a simple reading of the psukim. It's not learned out from anything. It's a pasuk tells me that when you get kalim from a guy, you need to be magil them, you need to machshir them, and you need to be tovel them, and then it's mutter to use them. That's what the pasuk says. What gives you the right? This pasuk has nothing to do with. Sure, it does. It has nothing to do with tumah tahara.
This word
that doesn't mean that's not the word v'taher could be used in many contexts. The word v'tahar has nothing to do with the regular world of tumah tahara. Garaya, it's true, even if it was tahar 100%.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's nothing to do with tumah tahara. Again, we'll get to those, the other schools of thought in this. Taisus is the simplest explanation of dealing with a halachos is Taisus. Because we see, it doesn't follow the rules of tumah tahara. It's true even if it's tahor, right? It's true. It's the simplest explanation. Yeah.
So even if you post them based on tumah tahara, they have to acknowledge that not everything is based on tumah tahara.
That's for sure.
So
that we need to make correct. That's why I said it's the simplest. Taisus is the simple. Taisus is those who go ahead and are going to start extrapolating from dinei tumah tahara are going to have to argue for. And all the other explanations we're going to see are much more complex than Taisus. They're going to argue that obviously it's not regular tumah tahara, right? Because like we said, it applies even if it's tahor, and it applies bizman hazeh, and all those things. And they're going to go ahead and have to argue for a much more complex perspective. All the other perspectives, whether you see it as geirus or tumah tahara related, all those, we'll talk about all them. But they're much more complex than Tosfos. Tosfos, you know, and you know, I understand from the psukim why you would say that, but Tosfos is the simple explanation. Okay, and any derivation to the world of tumah tahara will need a makor. Fine. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you are tovel kelim al yedei gayim. I'm just giving other places where we see perhaps this discussion, this debate about the association to tumah tahara. This is if tesvav. So if a guy is tovel kelim, it works, right? You might not want to ask your guy to do tefilas kelim for you because then you lost your mitzvah and your bracha and the like, but it works. And wow. I've seen that. I once was a caterer. They had like a whole set of silverware to be tovel there. I asked the guy to do it. So the Bach writes that, and he writes that's a source, the Shulchan Aruch writes source for that is a Rashba. So the Bach says, one second, the reason for the Rashba is because he paskins like Rav, that Nida Shatav Lablai Kavana is also Latvila. But he says, we don't paskin that way, at least L'chatchila we say you should be Machmir. The Ramah paskins in Hochos Nida, Kav Tarichas, that L'chatchila she should do a Tvila Cheres. So who Adin Khan? You should do another tefillah if a guy did your tefillah. So the Shach over here, Sifkan Chafchas and the Taz, both ask that, first of all, there's a technical problem, which is that the Rashba Paskin Sefer Yochanan that even Nida works, that even Nida needs Kavana. And therefore they say, no, here works for sure without Kavana. But what about the Bach's assumption that this should be similar to Nida? So they say, no, tefillah's Kalim is different. And even if you say for tefillah b'mikvah, for tefillah snida you need kavana, so you wouldn't be machmir here. Why? Because, no, not the way the Bach reads the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch reads the Bach reads the Shulchan Aruch is saying like this. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nida paskins you don't need kavana, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Tefillah Kelim you don't need kavana, and therefore the Bach rules. Since we say l'chatchila, you should have kavana for tefillah snida, so too, we'll say l'chatchila, you should have kavana for tefillah kelim. In other words, the way the Bach understands, we equate the two. And the way the Shach and the Taz respond to the Bach is saying, no, tefillah is a gzeiras hakasav, it's nothing to do with tumah l'tahara, and, you know, food put on a kli, if you didn't do tefillah b'mikvah, doesn't become tamei, right? The food's mutter. And therefore, the Bach's all wrong, right? Now, so here we have the Shach and the Taz saying it has nothing to do with tumah tahara. We have the Bach saying it does. They're rejected. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan over here, Yodalit, he says, I think the Bach's right that we do equate the two. He just thinks that, but we could still be meikel like the Shulchan Aruch, because really even tefillas nida doesn't need kavana, and therefore tefillas kelim Ukmo ikar dedina. And though we say lachatchila b'taris chumra, you should have nida with the kavana. But that's a chumra, right? You know, we have other chumras for tefila of a nida to neser karis and the like that we don't have to feel as kalim. You know, the type of we don't when you have a kalim mikvah, we don't insist on all the chumra gabi chumra gabi chumras that we have for nida. It's a little more kal. Anything that's ikar dedina, obviously, it has to be the same thing. But not every chumra are we going to take from one to the other. But fundamental dinim, the Bach is right, we do extrapolate from one to the other, against the Shach and the Taz. So again, we're going to see again and again many places where some posts can do learn from Talmud Torah, some people don't. So we'll get to the details as we go through the halacha, but this is a theme, a running theme throughout the halachas that you'll see again and again, and keep your eyes open for it. Okay, now, so Tosfos says it's nothing to do with Talmud Torah. So is there anyone that does say that it has to do with Talmud Torah? Again, nobody's going to say it's normal Talmud Torah, like we said. For sure, right? We know that you have to do Tfilas Kelim even if it's Tahor, and even nowadays that we're in all Tumeim Mace, you still have to do Tfilas Kelim. But still, is it shayach to the world of Talmud Torah in some way? So you pointed out, on the level of Psukim, there might be evidence for this. First of all, we call it the Taher. The Taher, we assume, is a reference to Tfilas Kelim. It is even in the Parsha, even more globally, of Talmud Torah. One Rishon where perhaps you see this in the most extraordinary way is the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Tvila zu, this Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Hei, Machos Asuros, Tvila zu, Shemat bilin klei su'uda hanil kochen min agayim, v'achar kach yutru lachil v'shtia, eina le'inyin tumma v'tara ele medivrei sofrim. So we're going to talk about later, or maybe tomorrow, I don't know, what divrei sofrim means. Is divrei sofrim de rabbanan, de raisa, right? We know that sometimes divrei sofrim just means that it's not mefurish b'kra, it's not the pshuto shel mikra. It doesn't mean it's not de raisa. It's learned out from Chazal, the darshan of psukim, like maybe a kiddushe kasef and the like. Anyway, we'll get there. But whatever divrei sofrim means, what does the Rambam say? He says, it's ena l'inyan tuma v'tara elam divrei sofrim. Meaning, say, divrei sofrim, what is it? Tum v'tara, right? Now, what's very fascinating is it's not just Tfilas Kelim that's shayach to this world of Tum v'tara. Even Hakshar Kelim, the Rambam says. When you read on in that Rambam, I didn't bring the Rambam, but if you read on the Rambam, you'll see that even Hakshar Kelim is Tahara Megu Le'akol.
Can you read it?
You look it up. Yeah, you read it.
Right.
In other words, it's Tahara Medin Gilei Akum. So we'll get to that when we do Hechsher Kelim. We'll go back to the Rambam Shita. But for now, let's focus on what he says about Tefilas Kelim. Though they're obviously related. And you see how closely they're related when we get to the Machlokas Rishonim about the order. But what's the Rambam saying? That this is Talmud Torah. Now again, it's not regular Talmud Torah. We're not saying this, and it doesn't follow. It's not regular. It's a new Parsha, but it's not a new Parsha like Tosfos says, a new Parsha having nothing to do with Talmud Torah. It's a new Parsha of Talmud Torah. What type of Talmud is it? It's Talmud Gayim. And the Rambam writes that explicitly in the Perash Mishnah and our Mishnah. V'kasher matbilin acharkach barbaim sa taru gam le'inyan iser v'heter nosaf al inyan tuma v'tara. And he says later on, about le'inyan tuma v'tara en manos mitfila b'mei mikva. In the realm of tuma v'tara, there's no way to escape this obligation of tfila b'mei mikva. V'az tistalek mimeno tuma sagayim. In other words, what is this new type of tuma? Tuma sagayim, the Rambam says. And you need two things to get rid of Tumas Agayim. First of all, you need Hafshar Kelim, should there be Bleel Shalasar, right? This relates to, again, another broader, more Hafshar Kelim-oriented shot, but something to even start thinking about, which we already mentioned. But sometimes we think of Hafshar Kelim entirely in the realm of getting rid of the Bleel so that Kelim won't answer my food. Certainly can't say that for those who say Tom Kicker Lav De'Raisa. Right, that's us. It's Misha Maila, but the Rambam also, you see, makes this point. The Rambam over there makes that point because you know you can't have Tam Kikar Midaraisa according to the Rambam unless you have Taimu mamasho, right? Ksaris b'chleichu nespras. You don't have that with blios, right? A clean treif kli. So the point is, what is it? That's tara migyulei akum, and this is tara mitumas akum. First you need tara migyulei akum, then you need tara mitumas akum. But these are not the regular tumas and taras. It's a new parsha of tumas and tara. But we use the terms tumas and tara, and like you pointed out, absolutely correctly, that you see that very much in the psukim as well for tahara.
Is that clear that he's referencing that type of tuma? I mean, maybe he's like the lashon we have is going from the visus is going from like tumas gaim to kedushas yisrael.
We're going to get to Yishalmi in a second.
This is
bringing. Let's get to that in 1 second.
But for now, Rabbi's saying it's like literal tuma.
It's not. It is literal tuma, but it's not regular tuma. It's not the tuma that you're using. There are many types of tuma. There's tumas medris. There's tumas nida, there's tumas mace, there's tumas sharet, and they have, each one of them has different rules. Some are closer, some are more distantly related. Some are only shayach to the world of the mikdash. Some are shayach outside the world of the mikdash, in terms of the world of eser v'hater. That's one of the questions, for example, when it comes to nida. What is the connection between the Tumas Nida and Nirsa Labal, right? And the like. Hoodie's expertise, exactly. So, you know, next year we're going to say about you, you're an expert in Targoyves and Vas B'chalo. So we'll get, right? So, we'll get to that Yerushalmi that you quoted in 1 second. But that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam says that there's Tumas Akum. And he says, he associates it in the realm of Tum and Tara, right? He says, it's Inyan Tumah Vitara, but it's clearly not regular Dine Tumah. As Rabbi pointed out, he's paskening this in Hochos Machos Asuros. And again, so nobody is going to say that this, correct, but it's not Tara. But we'll get to that point also in a minute. It's a very, very important point. No. In other words, I think this mamish is the place where you see the association between machals asuros or ksheros and kedusha. But we'll get there, right? So now here, so he doesn't say that. That's what the Rambam says. Take him at his word. Now, but within the world of the Rambam, it definitely would make sense to, at least it's not automatic, but to start saying, well, if something is not makabel tumah for some other reason, then maybe it's not chayav in tefilas kelim. Because the Rambam says the mitzvah of tefilas kelim is tumah and tahara, right? It's l'inyan tumah v'tahara. So definitely makes sense to, again, not automatic, but it's very reasonable. It wouldn't be surprising that all sorts of rules that are shayach to the world of tumah and tahara are shayach here as well, right? So clearly that's not makabel tumah will not be tum tefilah. Because Tevila is shaykh to the world of Tum and Tara. Now, so we've seen two mahalchim so far, right? We have Taisus, that is Exer Sakasav, a Chiddush, a Mitzvah. And we have the Rambam, that says it's in the world, to some degree, of Tum and Tara. Now, the next source is the Yerushalmi.
Just one other quick error. The Rambam says Lomdu Mepi HaShemua, which does make it sound like the Raisa. That's a lashon that the Rambam always uses for any drushim.
Mepi HaShemua, though, that's Hechsher Kalim.
Oh, okay.
In other words, Hechsher Kalim, the Rambam definitely thinks is the Raisa. The question is, what about Tfilas Kalim? Gotcha. He's Machalik between Mepi HaShemua and Divrei Sofrim, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's the question. But we'll talk about that. But not we're pushing off that shaila for now, okay. Since the minutes are slipping away. So the next source is the Yerushalmi, right? So the Yerushalmi says Shalom Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Tzarch Lahatbil Lefishi Yatsu Mitumas Hagai the Nichnasu Lekdushas Yisrael. So first of all, you see here that like Ellie pointed out. There, Yerushalmi has this idea, this lashon of tumas gaim. It's not the Rambam's lashon. Now, what's so fascinating is the contrast. Right? Usually, we contrast what? Tumah to tahara, which is what the Rambam did here. But, and the pasuk says tahara, but the Yerushalmi is contrasting here tumah and kedusha. Tumas gaim, le kedushas yisrael. Now, as You pointed out earlier, the famous Ritva quotes the Ramban as saying, "Desham ha'chagzeres ha'melachi mishum maila shasa kit vilas hager." And the Ritva quotes that this Yerushalmi accords with that Ramban. So according to Ramban, as you noted, why do you need Arba Yisa? It's not like Tosfos says, it's a special Chiddush Geiros HaKasuv, but it's because this is more similar to the world of Geiros than it is to the world of Tumah Taharah. Now, you could say this is what the Ramban means, but you get a different... I think it's and it's much more similar to perhaps the Rambam than Tosfos, but it's really a little different, this idea of Geirus. And there are other Rishonim, by the way, that have this comparison to Geirus as well, the Yisra Hatter, the Chuvas Marach or Zerua, and others as well. And we'll see that they're nafkaminas if you compare to Geirus. I'll give you a couple quick ones. You'll see more as you go through the siman. One is from the Shach. It's a Sifkam Yud Aleph. So he writes that since Tvilas Kalim is Kedei L'Gayer Sakli, so if a Jew were to buy, to own a Kli with a Gai B'Shutfus, you don't need Tvilas Kalim. Why? Because it doesn't leave Tumas Gai Ayidei Tvila. In other words, putting in the mikvah is not going to be Megayer, it still have Gaiish. Right? So, whereas again, if you
need tefillah or tefillah won't work?
Same thing. Since tefillah doesn't work, doesn't he need tefillah?
Maybe you need to buy it from him? I don't know.
No.
However he gets out of his... I don't know.
No.
You're saying it's still a mishavis.
Yeah. It's half gayish, so tefillah doesn't help.
So it's not full gayish, so I could use it as a pshat?
The pashup shat, we're going to talk about that. Pashup shat is, it's a very important question to discuss, which we'll discuss more later. This is a shayla that comes up a lot with, let's say, electronics. That if you were to be, even if you think you need tefillah, but if tefillah would break it, so then you're bater. Mm. Because many poskim assume, if I can't do tefillah, I'm not chayav in tefillah. Now this is going to relate to a very important question, which I was hoping to get to today, which is it a matir, is there an isser, or is the isser to use a kli without tefillah simply a result of not, a bittul mitzvah? A chiyuv to be tovel, and using it without tefillah is being mevatel that mitzvah. But there's no formal isser beyond that. In which case, if I can't do the mitzvah, then there's no isser to use the kli without tefillah. If I can't do the mitzvah because tefillah won't help because it's half gayish, or I can't do the mikvah because tefillah won't help because if I tovel in the mikvah, I won't be able to use the kli because it's going to break the kli. So it's a similar point.
The problem is the more you say that it's utterly tumah, the more likely you're going to say it's isser. I would think.
Ah, so very good. It's an excellent point, which is absolutely correct, especially seeing the Rambam. The Rambam Mamish holds that it's an Isser, right? The Rambam writes, and again, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but the Rambam consistently, he writes in Halacha, Hey, Tvila Zushimat Bilin Klea Suda Milkach Menagayim Ba'achar Kach Yutru Lachio Vishtia. In other words, it's Aser beforehand. And the Rambam earlier in Halacha Gimel also had such a Lashon, right? That's a very good point, and indeed they are very much related. Anyway, so that's what the Shach writes. Shach writes, what's the point of being tovel? It's a silly act. That might be a reflection of this. The Ritva, when he focuses his idea, focuses on the Kli, the Geiros Kilo of the Kli. The Miriam is a very similar idea over here, but focuses more on the food. I think it's two sides of the same coin. But listen to this, unbelievable. Rabbi pointed out to me, I think this is so, we started with it at the beginning of the year, and we're coming back to it, the association between Ochel and Kedush and Olam. So listen to this. Tvilazu, mikevan she'ikara l'knisas kedushas ma'acholois, eina bekel mishanim, el acha she'hochshiru. She'im ata amat bilan, ad she'le hochshiru, he'achem nechnasim ba l'kedusha. So, there are many formulations we've shown of this idea, but the Meir is extraordinary. In other words, there's Kedusha in Jewish food, and therefore you need a Kli that is appropriate. It is Rowi for that, right? Heachim nechnasim ba'l Kedusha. Right? L'knisas, what a lashon. L'knisas kedushas machalos.
But why stop there? If that's really the...
What do you mean?
Why stop at the ochel and we can argue that...
Adarabah. I think it's so good. It's so easy to understand why it's only klei achila that need this. Right? What we're putting in our body has to have kedusha. And that's not just something that precludes certain types of foods because they're harmful to our soul, but also we have to be machnas the food to kedusha. And we do that through using a kli that's been tavel. And if you didn't get rid of those blio shalisser beforehand, so how is it possible for your kli to be machnas b'kedusha? That's not enough to just get rid of them. You need something positive as well, right? It's the same idea as the gerus and the ritva, but it's a different focus, right? Quite remarkable. Oh, very interesting nafkamina that might come out from the shaila of whether it's medin gerus or not. Might not be a full nafkamina, but I'll say it anyway because it's a lot of fun. Somebody once asked me the shaila. So does a ger shenis gayer have to be told for their kelim? Right? The ger goes to the mikvah. They're Jewish. So now they come home. They have lots of kelim. Okay, they all have to be kashered, the ones that need to be kashered. Do they need to do tefillas kelim?
Why wouldn't they?
So the answer is very simple. There's two reasons why you get out of it, actually. So, but before we get to the two reasons, what do the poskim say? So the Chedrei Deya, it's quoted by the Darkei Tshuva and the Chagos Ben Yamin and others, says you have to. But many other poskim, again quoted by, if you want to take a look at the Sefer Tzilas Kelim on page 100, Hara 46. Most poskim pater. Why? Because it's clear as a custom. You need to declaim it again. That was when you stole the kelim or bought the kelim from the gayim. Not when you turn into a Jew. And those that are mechayev tefillah, some make this point. They say, no. You have to be Megayer, and you have to be Megayer Kalim. Adirabah, this is like the ultimate aspect of Steel's Kalim.
So
now again, you can get, it's not going to be a perfect dimyum, because everybody can agree to some degree that you need Kamai Sashaya, right? Like the Gemara says, that's why you don't need, there are other halachos we're going to learn from Kamai Sashaya. No, Kleis Chulchas is because it's not a Pasuk. But they might have conquered Kleis Chulchas from the Midianim. No, like why you don't need Kleis Suda, right? What halacha did we learn from that in the Gemara over here? We say, no, Adrab, again, you could have said the other way. Amar Nachman Ravua, Lashon Alakuchin of Maisha Shaya, Aval Shul and Lo. Right? That's why. So we learn some halachos from Ma'aseh. We exclude she'ulin because of Ma'aseh Shehaya. So maybe this is also not like Ma'aseh Shehaya. Right? The halacha is, though, maybe the ritual wouldn't accept this. It's not in Shas. We paskin this way, that if you're kona from Hefker, you don't need to do tefillas kelim. Right? You're walking down the street, you see, a nice pot in the garbage. Ah! I could use a pot.
Even if it was definitely owned by an Andrew.
Yeah. That's the way we paskin. So again, maybe the ritual would disagree with that. Again, one of the questions is how much you go Maisha Shaya. So maybe we should say Maisha Shaya. If you buy a kli from a guy, you'd also want it to be tovalit, because it's only things that you acquired through Kivush Mohama, right? So that's an interesting question. You know, how far do we go Ma'ishaya? There's no substantial difference between buying and being kofish. There is a substantial difference between shoel, right? So where does, and maybe Hefker and the like. But anyway, many poskim say that the Gershon's guy doesn't need tefillah. There's a beautiful tshuva in this, by the way, from the Avnei Nezer, and the like. So, if a ger does want to do tefillas kelim on their kelim, they should do it without a bracha. But I'll tell you another example of this same type of shaila. What about if you buy a kli from a mummer? Or another case, a mummer, right? Because mummer dino ka'akum, do you need to do tefillas kelim? Or a mummer that does tshuva, right? Maybe you should have to be tovol's kelim, right? Rav Moshe says, no, you're potter from tefillas kelim if you buy a kli from a mummer. Why? He says, look, a mummer, he turns to the halachos of geiras. He says, look, if a mummer does tshuva, does he need tefillah? So there's a minhag for there's a minhag to do tshuva, but mikra didn't we pass him, you don't need to do tshuva.
Tefillah.
Yeah, of course you have to do tefillah. Sorry. You don't have to do tefillah, right? Mikra didn't, you don't need to do tefillah. So therefore, you shouldn't have to do tefillah's kelim. That's what Moshe writes. Now, you know, you could be doing in Shiloh, but I'll leave it like that. Rav Kook is a famous Meiser, Rav Kook. I'm sure you know this. Talmud of Rav Kook. The Meiser goes like this. He once went to Mamish, a kibbutz. It's Mamish, you know. They're full-fledged apikarsim in this. You know, we're not Tinuk Shindish, but these were. So obviously, he couldn't use their kelim, they didn't keep kosher, but they gave him a glass of water, and he drank it. So somebody said, how could you do that? They weren't tovel the kelim, right? They be sure they didn't tovel their kelim, but they aren't. So you can't use a kli of a Jew that wasn't toveled. So Rav Kook said, dinam ka'akum! You can use a gayish kli without tevila. And therefore, assume that when a ger is in the sky, he has to do tefillas kelim, like you assumed. So if a mummer did tshuva, he has to do tefillas kelim.
Isn't it shu'ulim
from a guy? Shu'ulim from a Jew, of course you're chayev. He was chayev, you're chayev.
Why isn't that the bal? If I eat at someone's house...
There's a shiloh who's a veiles. We'll talk about it.
No, I'm just asking. If I...
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. That's another one of the...
I hold that you have to do a Torah. We're going to... can't take it.
We're going to talk about that. It's a very important shiloh. Also one of the most halachah maisa shilohs, right? When you're at somebody's house and they keep kosher. They weren't tovel or kelim. Used to be very, very lamaisa, because used to be there were lots of people that were like kept kosher. They were Orthodox Jews, but whatever. They didn't, you know, they thought tefillas kelim was a chumra or something like that.
Known.
Wasn't known. Yeah, they didn't know about it, right? Very common, Shaila. Very common. But, so we'll talk about that. But the Pasha Pshat, the halacha is that you may not use a Jew's kli if you borrow, right? You saw in Taisus. Taisus says if you borrow a kli from a Jew, since he was chayv in tefillah, there's no p'tor of she'ulin, right on Taisus, right on Agamar. So of course you're chayv pasha pshat. So how could Rav Kook do that? He's not chayv in tefillah. He has a tshuva about this. Simon Reish Chav Zayin in Das Kohen. Hi Gavra Hishlech Me Alav Kedushas Yisrael.
Where is that Das Kohen?
Reish Chav Zayin. Ein chashash l'shtamesh b'keilav. You see,
no, it's a poem,
it's
no?
A kula and a chumra.
So first of all, it's Rav Kook l'shitaso to go to these guys. I mean, these atheistic kibbutzim. But you see a fascinating point. And this relates to a very broader issue: how do you treat mummer? Right, mummer. On the one hand, we say mummer is kigoy l'chol davar. Right. On the other hand, we know you know gershon is skyer afalpi that he was chozer l'sura kiddushin kiddushin. A chiluk between kiddushas Yisrael. James, there are lots of tyrus here. Very important things. Very important hashgachic points. And this speaks to it, right? With respect to what dinim do we say dinim kigai, and with respect to what dinim do we say dinim ki Yisrael, right? Kiddush of kiddushin. But according to many rishonim, you could lend him money beribis. That's another shaila. Yeah. So Pashtus is no Bishalakim because there's no Isser Chasnus. But this is a discussion. In each question, when you have Dinam of Gayim, you always have to learn, so what's a Din for a Mummer? Right? including Tefillas Kelim. Unbelievable. Rav Kook is medayik this way from the Yerushalmi. He says, look, the Yerushalmi says Kedushas Yisrael. This guy doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. It's the famous Rav Vart. Rav has a whole shtickle tari about how a mummer has the shame Yisrael, but not Kedushas Yisrael. There's a famous essay by Rav Lichtenstein on this. I'm sure you've all seen it. The Brother Daniel essay. There's a fellow who wanted to make aliyah and get citizenship based off the law of return, but he was a missionary. So what do you say? Do you say that he's Jewish? Right? Kiddush, kiddush. You say he's not interested in being Jewish. He's a monk. He wants to missionize. But his mother's Jewish. She's Shem Yisrael, not Kiddush Yisrael. What's the law of return? Anyway, interesting Shiloh. Very important discussion. And Rav Kook says, you see from the Yerushalmi, this is a din in Kiddush Yisrael. It's not a din in Shem Yisrael. A mummer is a Shem Yisrael, for sure. But there's a mummer of Kiddush Yisrael? No, Hishlach Allah of Kiddush Yisrael. If this is a din in Kiddush Yisrael, then it's not Shaykh. Unbelievable. Okay. Now, just to say, you know, this is not, Bizman is that most of non-observant Jews we treat as Tinok Shenishba, probably, and the like. It's not what, you know. So, I think if you eat at the house of a non-observant Jew, then you do have to, even according to Rav Kook, you'd have to worry about Tefillas Kelim. Because he was talking about, again, you know, the real Apikaris. Yeah. Okay. Now, but yes, it is like you said, within Rav Kook's thought. It adds to the Chiddush. No, in other words, you know, his Chiddush of, like, being Mishtatef with them and their role, right? It's not pshat that he thought that, they're, and he did also. But he held that they're Dinam Ke'akov. It's unbelievable. Anyway, bigger topic, but not for now.
Friday class.
Yeah. I didn't make meant to get to that this year in Friday class, but oh my gosh, this is terrible. We didn't even get to the Rashbam, which is one of the biggest nafkaminas for all this discussion, right?
9 to 12 tomorrow.
Okay, no. Who wants here tomorrow?
I can do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Could you do in the morning? Could you?
I can try and call it. Another.
Why don't we do
that? Sure. There's no Friday classes. I might say there's two people, three people if we do it. What, 9 o'clock is good? You want earlier or later?
It's going to be a full cheer? I guess
not a short cheer.
I'd say it a little bit later if possible, like 9, I don't know, 9:30?
9:30?
Yeah, they're all. We should be talking here, maybe on BBC.
All right.
In your house.
Fine. We'll pick up on Sunday. Sure. Be'ezus Hashem.
No.
It's going to be like... Okay. Fine. Okay. Anyway, you're not going to... Yeah. All right, we'll pick up Sunday. Okay. Have a good Shabbos.
You want to change today?